Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a very special program. That time of year that's in between the holidays and New Year's. And I decided tonight we would get a little bit of holiday spirit and some information about WCRI. So I have invited the general manager of the station, Matt McElhinney, is here. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's a little unusual. We didn't have to go too far to get our guest this week, just down the hall.
About 30 feet down the hall.
And Matt is here to explain some of the things that happened at WCRI. And he's been with the station for quite a few years, has a lot of background. And everywhere I go, people seem to ask me questions about the station in general. Where's our office? Where's the broadcast tower? What kind of range do we have? Why do we have the programming we have? All of those things. So we'll touch on some of that. And most of the evening, we will still be playing holiday music. Matt's picked out a few of his favorites, and I've picked out a few of mine. So we'll be able to do that. Matt, first off, let's get a little bit of background about you. You drive a long way to work every day.
I drive about an hour, yep.
From
Massachusetts.
If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. You know, that traffic in Providence sometimes.
Right. Fairhaven, Massachusetts, a long way from Exeter, Rhode Island.
That's correct.
Probably some people in Exeter that have never been to Fairhaven.
No, and they should come by. It's a very nice town.
Okay. So they can go to stop by your house anytime they want?
Sure. We'll put a nice food spread out.
All right. We'll put Matt's address up on the website so you can stop and have a little drink and a little holiday cheer. Tonight's one of those nights where people are just kind of hopefully being relaxed and with family, and a good time to just kick back a little bit. So we have an interesting mix of music, and we're going to play some different kinds of things. Mormon Tabernacle Choir is on tap, along with the King Singers. We have a group from Dallas, Texas called Acoustics. We have a couple of groups that Matt has picked out. What are the two of your favorites that you're going to be playing?
We have something from a modern group, a pop group called She and Him. And we're also doing something from Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're trying to do a few things that you might not hear on our normal holiday playlist.
Right. So this is mostly music you won't normally hear during the holiday time of year on WCRI. Let's get back to a couple WCRI questions. How long have you been with the company, Matt?
I've been with the company for a little over 10 years, and in Rhode Island for about 7 years, I think.
And before that?
I was with our Cape Cod station affiliate when WCRB owned everyone.
Okay.
I worked down in West Yarmouth when we were WFCC. So some of you who travel down there might still listen to that. It's the only classical station on Cape Cod.
So we're the only classical station in Rhode Island. They're the only classical station on Cape Cod. And you mentioned WCRB, the parent or the grandparent, if you will, of a lot of the stations. Give us a little bit of background without too much detail, but WCRB was around for like 60, 70 years, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe even a little bit more than that. It was started by Ted Jones, and this Rhode Island station still remains in that family. We have the son of Ted Jones and the grandson of Ted Jones are both part of this company, and we've tried to carry on that tradition of a nice independent classical station, and we consider ourselves playing classical hits. That's kind of how we've marketed ourselves. So, you know, people often hear, well, why don't we play more vocal, which we do during the holiday season, and you know, we try to be a little bit more traditional and play the standards and the hits, and once in a while, like this show, we get to play a little bit of a deeper cuts, but we try to cater to the most people. We're very accessible in terms of listening, and you'll hear most of the most popular composers and pieces. And you know, it's nice that we try and add new pieces of music every once in a while. You hear something new. And also, now that we're on our own, we're no longer affiliated with WCRB, we do play our music from the World Classical Network, which some of you may not know. We don't actually...
Why don't we hold that thought?
Okay, we'll hold that
thought. We'll hold that thought. Let's get to a piece of music, and then I want to find out, because that's an interesting story, the World Classical Network. Let's get to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. This is a piece with the King Singers called Sussex Carol. Majestic piece, if you will, with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the King Singers. And this next piece will be quite different because we're going to go to that Trans-Siberian piece you talked about in a moment.
Right.
But right now, a little bit more about that classical network that you were talking about. The interesting thing about the music that we play during the normal part of our broadcast day here at WCRI is played on more than one station. That Cape station that you mentioned.
Right, it's played down there. I believe it's played on three stations. I think it's as many as up to five at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a network that was created by the original WCRB company. And we now broadcast that music as well. And for many...
So that's why you might not hear the announcers during the day. They'll tell you what day it is, but they won't tell you what time it is because it might be a station in a different time zone. Or
correct.
Don't tell you the weather because they could be having very different weather in different parts of the country wherever it's played.
Yeah, a little inside, you know, look into it. Many people think that when they call up here, they're going to get one of the announcers. They actually... because they do work for several different stations, they will record a lot of things, and we'll get that feed, and you know, you may hear them at one time and then another time on a different station. So it's a little bit different. The modern radio station with computers and technology, we're able to.
Right, those men all could be sitting at home in their pajamas doing all of that analysis.
They very well could be. Now, right. You will call up. The only person that you will get here that you hear on the radio every day is Mike.
He's actually
in studio, not in his pajamas.
No, I'm not. No, I'm sometimes not too dressed up, but not in my pajamas. But what the station does here is we mix that that feed that we get from the Classical Network, and then we insert the local news that I do and weather, and then the shows that we have during the week that are unique to WCRI, such as Conducting Conversations, right, that we're listening to right now, and American Acapella, and Company Break. Right. Those are the three that I do.
Right, and we'll take the local commercials. We insert those into the network, and then that's one of the reasons why we've tried to add some more local shows, is because we want to help separate ourselves. You know, we do take the network music, but it's nice to have a local flavor with the Conducting Conversations, with American Acapella. We try and take some of our own programming. We take some programming from the WFMT, the network in Chicago that carries the Met, and some of the American opera that you hear and some of the festivals that we hear. So it's a way to kind of combine several different aspects into what you hear during the week and on the weekends.
And we can make it real local by every Friday night. You have the opportunity to listen to Joe Petrillo. And Joe Petrillo, wow. Yeah, see, I changed his name. It's Joe Perillo. And Jazz After Dinner. And so that's a little local flavor, with lots of times Joe playing people that are famous in this area as well as worldwide. So all of those things go into part of WCRI. Let's get to your first holiday piece that you picked out, and tell us why.
This is just a piece I've always loved. Many of you have probably heard it, not on this station, but you'll have heard it in several commercials have used this piece. It's by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're more of a pop rock opera type. They do many different things, but they're probably most famous for their Christmas and holiday music. They put on a great show. I think they're just played the PPAC, or if not, they've going to be there. And it's Sarajevo Christmas Eve, and it's just a really fun piece. And once again, it's something that you won't hear on our station, so it's something that if you're not familiar with them, enjoy.
Here we go. Well, that'll get the blood moving and circulating a little bit. It's interesting that when you set this up, you said it's not a piece you would probably hear in our station normally, but it's all the same instruments.
Right, right. It's just a different way of using them, and it's a little bit more electric, and so you can turn your radio up a little bit more now if you turn it down during that piece.
All right, let's get to a little more traditional piece, not necessarily by a traditional group, but certainly a traditional piece. Tell us about Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Well, I love this song, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard this over the years. And it's one of the songs that have been covered by so many people. It's a little bit of a standard Christmas song, but it's done in a little bit different way. This is by a group called She and Him. And the female in this is Zooey Deschanel, which she was the love interest of Buddy the Elf in the movie Elf. She's also on The New Girl. I don't know if anyone watches that comedy. But the interesting thing about this version is the male and female parts have been kind of flipped. So it's a little twist, but it's a fun version.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Baby, just to have a drink more.
Put some records on while I
pour. Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break a spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I ought
swell.
To say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in close?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. I bet it's cold outside.
Got to get home.
But baby, it's freeze out there.
Say, let me call.
Touch your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Thrilled when you touch my.
Why don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
it's
me?
Bound to be dark tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
sorrow. At least there will be plenty of flies.
Even if you got pneumonia,
I really can't stay.
Get over that holdout.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside. Oh, baby.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Matt McElhinney, who is the general manager of WCRI. We're getting a little bit of information about the station, how it works, and a little bit of its history and things like that, and listening to some great holiday music, that time in between the holidays and New Year's. So let us be the first to wish you Happy New Year, right?
Yes, you know, our whole station here wants to thank all our listeners and all our advertisers, and thanks for keeping us going. I know last week we had a really nice remote at Belmont, and Mike said, you know, we have a lot of people that come up to us and ask questions, and so we figured we'd just do a little fun episode here tonight, and
We should clarify that, a remote at Belmont. And some people are probably thinking, they went to the races?
Right.
They're listening around the world. The Belmont Market is one of our great sponsors here at the station. And every year we do a 12 Days of Christmas promotion, mm-hmm. right, Matt,
yeah,
that you put together.
Yeah, we do a big holiday giveaway. We do 12 days of prizes. And then that last day, on day 12, we make an appearance at Belmont Market, and it's your last chance to enter, and then we draw a huge grand prize winner that wins something that we gave away every single day, plus more. And
Right.
You know, it's one of our ways to get out and see our people.
For example, if we gave away a gift certificate to the Shelter Harbor Inn, mm-hmm. we'd give that away on one of the days, and then that would go in the grand prize. Another one, a duplicate of that, would go at the end. So they all accumulate, and then one person gets to win the thing at the end. And that's going to be a better part of your job, is to make that phone call and tell someone they won, right?
Right. It's great. You know, we always have someone on the other end that's excited, and
Her name was Carol this year.
Yeah, I think it
from
was
Hope
from
Valley.
Hope Valley. Yep. And she has been listening since she's been in the area. So she said she's been listening about 10 years. And it's nice when we have a listener that gets to win all those prizes. And she was so excited, and it kind of kicked her Christmas off right.
Almost $3,000 worth of stuff. It was a lot of stuff in
that. A lot of cool stuff in
that. All right. Speaking of a lot of cool stuff, we asked Matt about some of his favorite songs. And you came up with one that was probably favorite of a lot of people. And it has a title that a lot of people don't know.
Right. The actual title is The Christmas Song, but it's Chestnuts. I've always loved this song. I know that I like when Nat King Cole did it, but, you know, Mel Torme also. And who else did you say?
Johnny Mathis right. made it.
A little before my time. Yep. So,
but Mel Torme wrote it, mm-hmm. The Velvet Fog, as he's known. And we have an arrangement. I have a surprise for you, because I have some friends of mine from Dallas, Texas, that I know pretty well, a quartet called Acoustics. They're international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society back about 20 years ago. And they have a very, very nice holiday album out called Cool Yule. And in this, you'll get to hear them singing along with the tenor's sister, Wendy, doing the chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's that time of sing a song of Christmas. Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on a nipping at your nose. Ooh.
Yuletide carols
being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Ooh. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow
will find it hard to sleep. Merry Christmas.
beautiful, smooth arrangement of the Christmas song by Acoustics. And I'll just tell you quickly who the members of Acoustics are. Todd Wilson on tenor, Rick Middall lead singer, Jason January baritone, and Joel T. Rutherford on bass. We'll hear a couple more tunes from them, but I want to get to back to Matt and get some more information. One of the things that confuses people, being the only classical station in Rhode Island, sometimes people think you can get it all over Rhode Island on the regular airwaves, and that's not necessarily correct.
No, it's a little bit tricky. You know, it's our tower is actually located on Block Island, so...
Well, that's part of Rhode Island.
Right, that is part of Rhode Island, and of course... And
except it's about as extreme in Rhode Island as you can get, far away from the big city.
Right, and it makes it real fun when something is wrong with our tower, because we have to take the ferry over there or take a plane ride over there. But it's great for us, because although we're a little bit of a smaller station, the sound travels so well over the water that many people can pick us up all the way down into southeastern Connecticut and sometimes as far as where I live in Fairhaven on a clear day that it can travel right across the water up there. So it's something that many people don't know, that our tower is located out there, and our offices here are actually in Exeter, so we're quite a bit away from there, but we're just on the edge of the listening area, and it's something that people are surprised that they don't realize that our tower is not located right where we are here. But
so basically, if you're able to draw a half circle and you put the middle of the circle at Block Island and then drew the half circle north, you'd probably go from about New London to New Bedford area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the arc would reach up somewhere around the 95 Route 4 intersection, right around in there, and all of southern Rhode Island.
And even Long Island. So there's people that let us know that he can hear us in Long Island. So
a lot of listeners out there in Montauk and different places on Long Island that listen and let us know they listen. So it's very cool. Let's get to another piece of music. And this is another one by Acoustics. And this is one everybody knows. A little bit different arrangement called, of course, Jingle Bells.
Put on your bells, your Christmas bell.
Come on, we're going for a sleigh ride. Christmas time is here again. Come on, we're going for a sleigh ride.
To spread good cheer again. From the top of the chimney to the top of the wall. Dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Old St. Nicholas, he took a flight. The moon was shining bright.
Ring out the bells.
Old St. Nick was riding through the sky.
You should have seen those reindeer fly.
Bells, it's a holiday season.
Ring out the bells,
it's a happy time.
Ring out the bells,
we've got a good reason to ring the bells and hear those pretty bells chime.
Ring the bells and hear those pretty bells chime.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in
Well, there you go, a jazzy arrangement of Jingle Bells. It's called Kay Thompson's Jingle Bells, and I guess she wrote some of the lyric and part of the music for that medley that was put together. Pretty snappy.
Yeah, I like it. And that's one of the great things about all these holiday pieces and Christmas songs and carols is it's very nice to hear so many different interpretations of one song. It's great.
Right. You could hear 100 different versions of a song like Jingle Bells, and that's always keeps it interesting. It's not all the traditional sing-along types, but a little jazz now and then is cool. And speaking of that, we have one more song to do by Acoustics, along with their chorus that they're all members of, the Vocal Majority from Dallas, Texas, under the direction of Jim Clancy at that time. It's the baton has now been passed along to his son, Greg, but this is going to be an arrangement of Acoustics singing with the Vocal Majority, which is about 150-man chorus out of Dallas. They are many, many time international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And this is an arrangement called Pine Cones and Holly Berries, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas medley. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with Matt and more after this.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree at the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Pine cones and holly berries, popcorn for you, apples for me, red striper candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a-bubbling, hot as can be. Snow clouds hang low and threatening, maybe it won't rain, it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. Waiting for Christmas Day. Pine cones and holly berries, popcorn for you, apples for me, red stripe of candy, nutcracker handy, kettle on the bosom, and as hot as can be. Snow clouds and glow and threatening, maybe a bell, bringing it fame. My place closes, any face waiting for Christmas Day. Waiting for Christmas Day.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and was sitting with Matt McElhinney, who is the general manager of WCRI, and getting a lot of details about the way the station works. And I'm even learning some things myself, Matt.
There
this
you
is
go.
Great.
I don't know if that's great or if that's bad.
I guess stuff I should know, right? But we also have a very large audience that not only listens to us on the air at WCRI at 95.9 FM, but worldwide on the web. And we have listeners that email us from Hong Kong and from Australia and Sweden and Paris and all over the world. People are listening to WCRI, which is kind of a neat thing. And pretty soon we're going to have a new way of listening, right?
Right. Besides on the website, which, by the way, is classical959.com. We will be coming out with our own app soon, so you can look for that on iTunes. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, it should be up and running. So that'll be a neat new way for people to get a hold of us and, you know, can carry us around now. So
right on your phone. What could be better than that? And if you get one of those wrist phones, you could probably do it right on your wrist now.
Right. You can act like Dick Tracy. And
pretty soon we won't need anything. They'll just be implanted in our heads. And blink your eyes so many times and you'll get certain things, I guess.
A little bit scary, but yeah.
All right. So we have the station at classical959.com, the website. And then if you would like, you can also email us from there. But there's lots of cool things on that website. It's always changing. The news is on there. There's weather on there. There's a list of our advertisers and all the stations. And what a lot of people don't realize that this show, Conducting Conversations, along with Jazz After Dinner and American Acapella and our new show, Company Break, are all podcast and available on the website. So you can go back in time and listen to a show from 5 or 6 years ago or more.
Yeah, everything there is archived. So if you have something that you heard a while back, you can go back and find it. And it's just that's another modern way of doing things. And you can also call us here at the station, 401-294-9274. If there's something that you're not sure of what you heard, or if you're looking for something from our playlist, or if you say, hey, I heard this show a couple months ago, what was it? That's a, you know, we're always here to answer the phone during regular business hours, and we'll be happy to help you out. And also, if you have any questions about our advertisers, or, you know, you can't find something on our website, which does list most of our advertisers on there, all our regulars are on there. You know, we do like to get the word out from them on our website as well. So if you have a question about something you heard, not just musically, but if you hear one of our advertisers or a commercial, then give us a call and we'll be happy to help you out. We always like to give an extra push towards our advertisers, so don't forget about them.
Absolutely. It's a perfect time of year to give thanks during the holiday season, and we're very thankful for those advertisers that support us and enable you to be listening to the great music that you listen to all week long here on WCRI. We're going to listen to a piece now that both Matt and I enjoy, but neither one of us has heard yet. We just pulled this off of one of the CDs here at the station, and we thought, well, let's give it a listen. How could you go wrong? It's going to be the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the King Singers doing their version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
My true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens. Two turtle doves. A partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four corny birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. My true love gave to me six geese a laying. And there were five glories. Four corny birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a swimming. Seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying,
five old greens,
four corny birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids of milking.
Seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying,
five golden rings,
four corny birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing. Nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love came to me ten loaves of baked
leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying,
five golden rings,
four corny birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
From me.
Wow, very interesting. The King Singers and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That was very, very interesting.
Yeah, that was great. I love that version.
Very nice, very nice. Few interesting facts about the 12 Days of Christmas, Matt, that you've gathered.
Right. According to many different sources, which are all reputable, you know.
Reputable sources.
Right, right.
Unnamed reputable.
Unnamed, but very, very well known. The cost of all those 12 days, if you were to go out and buy everything in the 12 days mentioned, it would cost you $27,673 if you went to the store and got all these. Now, it seems like an oddly specific number, but the most expensive would be the Nine Ladies Dancing if you hired nine ballet performers.
More expensive than the Golden Rings.
Yeah, the Golden Rings are only $750. Now, I don't know where they're getting this. And then the Swans are very expensive.
Oh, yeah? How
much are the Swans? $7,000, so those are $1,000 apiece. And coincidentally, the...
No, wait a minute. A swan is more expensive than a gold ring?
Yeah, they're rare.
I guess.
And, you know, I think they mate for life, so you're breaking one of them up there, right? Because there's only seven. And the least expensive item on that whole thing is a partridge. They're only $20, so who knew?
Well, there you go.
So that's the deal. So
see, all the things you learn here on WCRI. Well, Matt, thanks for being with me tonight. I know a lot of people had a lot of questions about the station. Hopefully, we answered a few of them and gave them some information. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you for having me. It's nice to fill in and talk about our station. And once again, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone, no matter what you celebrate, and Happy New Year. And, you know, continue to listen to our station and support our advertisers, and we'll continue to bring you great programming and great music.
We're going to go out with acoustic singing, of course, what should be last at getting ready for the new year, a Beach Boys rendition of Auld Lang Syne. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, and ever brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of old lang syne?
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.